Welcome to the Global Emergency Medicine Literature Review podcast series. The GEMLR highlights and disseminates high-quality emergency medicine research from around the world, focusing on EM development, disaster and humanitarian response, and emergency care in low-resource settings. We're going to be bringing to you bite-sized portions of international academic goodness from acute care facilities around the globe. Today, I'm going to be joined by...
Hello, everyone. My name is Alex Jensen. I'm an emergency medicine resident at Johns Hopkins, and I'm also a reviewer for the GEMLR.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sacha Munat. I'm also an emergency medicine resident at Johns Hopkins, and will be providing sound engineering support for the podcast.
And I'll be your host. I'm Pugthi Hansodi. I'm faculty at Johns Hopkins University, and I'm also an editor for the GEMLR. So today we're going to look at an article by Joe et al., published in the Emergency Medicine Journal in 2014. This is a simulated, randomized control trial of a new method for lone rescue infant CPR that attempts to harness the benefits of the two-thumb encircling technique while minimizing hands-off time. Alex, you wrote the review. Tell us about this article.
Sure. So the purpose of this article, and it was conducted, a simulation-based article conducted in South Korea, an RCT to compare the current standard of care for lone rescuer infant CPR, which is the two-finger technique, where you place your index finger and your middle finger on the lower sternum, you provide compressions that way so that you're standing at the side of the infant and then can quickly reach and provide breaths. Now, the standard of care for two-rescuer infant CPR is that the rescuer assigned to provide compressions stands at the foot of the infant and provides a two-thumb encircling technique across the sternum with their two thumbs. And this has been shown to be superior to the two fingers, but with the concern about hands-off time, the two-finger technique has been recommended for lone rescuer infant CPR. Now, this creates a new third option, which is when you have a lone rescuer, you stand at the head of the bed and provide the two-thumb encircling technique much like you would at the foot of the bed, but this time at the head, so that you can both minimize hands-off time because you're right next to the infant's head while simultaneously providing all the good quality compressions that are provided with the two thumbs rather than the index finger and middle finger. So what kind of results did they show? Well, they showed what we would expect, that the OTTT, which is the over-the-head two-thumb encircling technique, standing at the head of the bed and providing two thumbs, had better depth of compressions and a higher proportion of effective compressions when being analyzed in these complicated simulation models being performed by ED and pediatric nurses, that it had better compressions, more effective compressions than the two-finger technique, but that hands-off time between the current standard of care, the two-finger technique, and this new idea was the same. So that hands-off time's the same, but the compressions are of higher quality with this new method.
So a couple of interesting things in the study. First of all, it's a simulated study, right? So this isn't really in a low-resource setting. This is in a sim lab in Korea. I suppose it was included in the GEMLR because it was in the international setting that this study was done. They're using trained emergency medicine nurses, which again, like emergency medicine and pediatric nurses would have greater familiarity in managing infant patients, switching between the processes, whilst in a lower resource environment where we have enrolled nursing assistants or professional nurses, they don't have pediatric specific training. They may be less familiar and less agile in their ability to switch between rescue breaths and compression. On the other hand, what a great study, right? Like, this is something that we take for granted. We all learn lone rescue CPR. And they just sat down and thought, well, why not this other method? I think it's great that they studied this. And it's applicable not only to low resource environments or international settings. I think it's applicable everywhere, right? I do agree that in lower resource settings, you're more likely to have to use lone rescue CPR. You're more likely to be stuck on your own in the middle of nowhere, thinking like, how will I manage this infant and wait for help to come? I think I would definitely change my practice. I think this is a practice changer. This is simple, this is effective. You know, from now on, I think I'm gonna head to the head of the bed. How about you?
I think so. I think we need to validate this for, if we were going to recommend it across, we would need to validate it amongst people who only received the CPR course rather than experts at performing infant CPR, who are the people who were studied this.
Agreed.
Send it amongst people who had just finished a CPR course and evaluate them doing it. And then also some studies maybe with real patients and seeing practically how this could affect it. An actual environment. What if you're trying to intubate the child while you're doing this and you have the CPR rescuer standing at the head of the bed? It doesn't work in those kinds of practice settings.
But also I think it needs to be done in real patients in the clinical environment, because we all know the sim lab, it's a great place to do deliberative learning, but you know, it just doesn't often encompass all the various complications that exist in the real world. OTTT, we're going to coin the term for the authors, is superior to TFT, the two-finger technique. This is Bhakti, Alex, and Sachin signing off. If you'd like to look at the full article or the text, please visit our website, www.gemlr.org, or you can look up the article in Academic Emergency Medicine. Have a great day.